Good evening, Rabbosai. We're going to talk about something very timely, and that is Tekiyas Shofar. And I'll tell you what motivated me to learn a little bit about the sugya of Tekiyas Shofar and Be'ezus Hashem share tonight. That the shul that I was the rabbi of for the past 5 years before I came here has had an average age that was approximately 24 to 26. So it was a shul that everybody went to their parents or their in-laws for sukkahs, Rosh Hashanah, and Pesach. So it was Rabbanus that I was off for Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot and Pesach, which is a very different kind of Rabbanus than now. So I never went to the sugi of Tekiyas. I was never a Makri. And a few weeks ago, one of the Gabbaim suggested that, you know, last year they asked me to be the Makri, and I said, how could I be the Makri if I don't know the sugi? I just started here September 1st. A week later, it was Rosh Hashanah. How could I be a Makri if I don't know the sugi? So I said, whoever let the Makri be the Makri, I can't be a Makri if I didn't know the sugi. So this year, I wanted to try to learn up the sugi a little bit, and we'll see how much of the sugi I could learn and feel. Can I not feel confident to perhaps be a Makri this year? We'll see. I'm still not there yet. Tekiyas is still about 48 hours away, maybe a little more, about 60 hours away. So let us begin. We're going to focus only on Tekiyah. Shvarim and Trua. The easiest sugya is Trua. The hardest sugya is Shvarim. And Tekiyah is in the middle. But in terms of difficulty of the sugya. But let's learn what a tekiyah is, and little by little we'll learn. The goal is to figure out how long is the tekiyah in the Tashrat, which is the title. Let's begin with the source number one, Rosh Hashanah Lam Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah, just reading the Mishnah is a hard read. Seder tekiyahs. Okay, this is the Mishnah at the very, very end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. It tells you how to blow the shofar. Shalosh, shal shalosh, shalosh. What a way to begin. What does shalosh, 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 shalosh mean? Let's assume the first shalosh means, like Rashi says, achas l'malchios, v'achas l'zichonos, v'achas l'shofros. So at these three points in our musaf, we have to do a shalosh, shalosh, shalosh. We have to do three sets of three. Says the Mishnah, continue, vayter the Mishnah. Shir tekiyah kishalosh truos. One tekiyah should be how long? Three truos. That means, how long is a trua? I don't know, but it says that as long as the trua is, a tekiyah should be three times that. Continues the Mishnah. How long is a trua? I have to do three of them to get a tekiyah, but how long is a trua? Shir trua kishalosh yevavos. Let's translate the word yevavos. Says Rashi, the underlined line, shalosh yevavos, shalosh kolos ba'alma, kol shehu. That would mean the minimalist, smallest amount of sound that you could possibly get out would be a yevava. Is yavava? Ta-ta-ta would be three yavavas. So a trua, what's a trua? It's my first Mishnah. What? Said the Mishnah, shir trua is three yavavas. A yavava is a t. So ta-ta-ta. Three t's. How long does it take to do ta-ta-ta? I challenge somebody who has a stopwatch right now to do ta-ta-ta to time me. I don't have a stopwatch.
That's a quarter of a second.
I would say in the realm of a third of a second, yeah. About a third of a second, at most half a second. At most it will be half a second to get a trua. So that means a trua has to be, according to this Mishnah, one and a half seconds, the length of a trua. Now, comes the Gemara and says, very nice, Mr. Mishnah, you just told me how long each thing should be, but I have a braisa that says something totally different. Frek the Gemara in source number two, Vatanya, how could you say that was the measurements that a shear is as long as a tekiyah is as long as a trua? And a trua is three of us in 1.5 seconds, which means a tekiyah also has to be 1.5 seconds. That's a big cooler, right? I'm sorry, the Mishnah said a tekiyah has to be three truas, 4.5 seconds. Says the Gemara, Vatanya, how could you tell me a tekiyah is three truas? We learned that a braisa says shear tekiyah, trua, one trua. We have a stira between the Mishnah and a braisa. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, I'll say it outside. When the Mishnah said, the Gemara's going to answer, when the Mishnah said that it's a tekiyah is three truas, it means the three tekiyahs that you make in any set seder are equal to the three truas of that set seder. So if you have a tekiyah of a tekiyah shvarim trua, of a tekiyah shvarim tekiyah, and another tekiyah, and a third tekiyah, each of those tekiyahs in that seder, the three tekiyas that open up each of the three sets, that the length of that tekiyah should be as long as that trua in that set. So three tekiyas will equal three truas. That's what the Mishnah meant. When the Mishnah said shir tekiyas kishalas truas, it means the shir of the tekiyas all together, all three tekiyas together, that will equal three truas. So we come out with the conclusion that the length of one tekiyah is the length of one trua. If you have three tekiyas, then of course that will be equal to three truas. So how long does the tekiyah have to be? Longer than enough. More than enough. 1.5 seconds. So far, so good? Now, let's look at a very shver Rambam. Says the Rambam, Hilchas Shofar, Per Gimel Halacha Dalet, Shir Trua is Kishtei Kitekios. That's weird. A Trua has to be twice as long as a Tekiah. Did anyone ever hear such a thing? That means if a Tekiah, whatever, we'll see how long a Tekiah is according to the Rambam, but whatever a Tekiah is, if you would have asked me, I would have said a Tekiah definitely is either the same or longer than a Trua. Passing as the Rambam, no, a Trua is twice as long. One Trua is two Tekiahs, a Trua has to be twice as long as a Tekiah. Says the Ravid, what are you talking about? Omer Avram, kol ze shibush hamatiku. This must be a mistake of the copyright, of the copyist. He's being very polite, right? Instead of saying this Rambam must have been, you know, sleeping while he wrote this, he said that, no, the copyist probably made a mistake. Elishiyutakiyah kishalosh truas. Look how he's reading that Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah on top of the page. Shiyutakiyah kishalosh truas. He's reading, the Ravid is reading this line simply. One tekiyah is as long as three truas. So if a trua is 1.5 seconds, how long is a tekiyah?
4.5 seconds.
So if we stop here, the Ravid says a tekiyah has to be 4.5 seconds. And what does the Rambam say? That a tekiyah is half of a trua. That means it's 0.75 seconds. Three quarters of a second is a tekiyah. That's what the Rambam says. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam says the shear of a trua is like two tekiyahs. That means one tekiyah would be half of a trua. That means a tekiyah is going to be 0.75 of a second. That's already long enough to be a tekiyah. So let's see where this is coming from. Let's try to understand what's happening here. So the Rashba politely quotes the Rambam without mentioning him by name, probably because he's going to blow him out of the water. But this Rambam is very frightening. This Rambam is saying that a trua is twice as long as a tekiyah. And we know one thing that we know how long a trua. We know how long a trua is. A trua is very short. It's 3 which is 1.5 seconds at most. So we know what a trua is. That's the one thing that we're working with. Tekiyah is the same as that. But trua, the Mishnah told us this explicitly, is 3 yavavos, 3 minimalist sounds. Says the Rashba. He quotes our Mishnah, and the Gemara says, V'yesh mi shemefaresh, tekiyos tekulhu bavi, sheish tekiyos, ar kishalash truas, dehainu tekiyah kechatzi trua. He just explained the Rambam in that line. You know what he did? If you could, everyone, please look on the first source. The first source, the Mishnah said, Shir Tekiyah Kishalosh Truos. What does it mean, Shir Tekiyah Kishalosh Truos? How did we explain it before? The Shir of the Tekiyos altogether are as long as three Truos. Well, how many Tekiyos are there altogether in one set? There are 6 tekiyas. There's tekiyah shvarim tekiyah, another tekiyah shvarim tekiyah, a third tekiyah shvarim tekiyah. So altogether, in a set of 9, there are 6 tekiyas. So look again at the Mishnah. Shir tekiyah. I mean, of all the tekiyas in the set, kishalas truas. So the 6 tekiyas are the same as 3 truas. So how long? What's the relationship? The mathematical relationship between 6 tekiyas equals 3 truas each. Tekiyah is half a trua. That is just the source, at least. The Rashba just explained to us how the Rambam read this Gemara that we learned, and all of a sudden he comes out with this crazy number. That's how he read. That's how the Rambam read the Mishnah. Comes the Rashba and says, "Sorry, ve'ein zemechuver klal. This is not clear at all. This pshat of the Rambam, this way of reading of the Rambam, that a tekiyah is 3/4 of a second long." 3/4 of a second long can't be. Where do we know that you have to say a tekiyah at all? The Torah doesn't say anywhere regarding Rosh Hashanah uskatem. It doesn't say to blow a. I'm sorry. It doesn't say anywhere. Right. It says zichron trua, yom trua. It doesn't. I don't think it says uskatem. I don't think.
Uskatem akatz b'chatzot.
That yeah. That's not Yovel. That's not Rosh Hashanah. That's a totally different din. Chatzot is a whole different din. So he says, how do we know it for? Because the pasuk says v'ha'avarta trua. And he's quoting a Gemara that we don't have to look at now. Says the Rashba, this Rambam who says that a tekiah is so short doesn't make sense. To have a ha'avarta ksiv, the pasuk says v'ha'avarta, and you shall pass a trua. Diminei shinam pshuta lefana. Since it says v'ha'avarta trua, the v'ha'avarta sounds like you should do something first. Lefana la'achareha. V'loshen ha'avarta. Now look at the Rashba is now pretending that he's a Tana. He's explaining what the words of the Chumash mean. What does the word v'havarta mean? Ma'avir kol aroch mashma. You shall pass the trua. And the word pass means the tekiah that precedes and concludes, which means it has to be something of substance, something that has a length. And says the Rashba, we know that a trua is very short. V'sholosh yevavos, which is the length of a trua, is tiny. Hainu sholosh trimutin. He's just borrowing the word that's the word in the Yushalmi, which in English we say minimum, I don't know a good word for that. The shortest amount of, you know, they have the joke about, well, how does a person measure the shortest amount of time? The amount of time in New York City between the light turning green and the guy behind you beeping? Okay, so how do you measure the short, what word could we say for the shortest blast? The shortest, I don't know if I had a word, it would just be easier.
Infinitesimal?
A word for sound, the shortest possible sound.
Staccato.
Staccato is a type of sound. Each piece of the staccato, right. Okay, that's a trimutin. That's what the Yerushalmi calls trimutin. So says the Rashba, he just does the math for us, the math that we already figured out. V'sholosh yevavos, which is the length of a trua, is tiny. It's hainu sholosh trimutin. It's three tiny little bits. And what's half of three? For those of you who didn't go to, you know, didn't make it to fourth grade in Cheder and didn't realize, the Rashba has to tell you, v'chatzi sholosh yevavos, half of three is Trimut v'chatzi. That's shir mut harbe. That's so tiny. That can't fulfill the Torah's requirement of v'ha'avarta trua. This word v'ha'avarta trua, the Rashba understands to mean something of length, and something that's 3/4 of a second can't be a fulfillment of v'ha'avarta, which is the source of a tekiah. That doesn't have enough length. Therefore, fine. We don't have to go into Israel. Okay. So that's just as far as understanding how short a tekiah might be. So the Rashba is going to argue on this. Maybe we'll see a little bit later how long a tekiah will be if he argues on this. Even if he doesn't learn like this Rambam, it's still not too long. But let's see a little bit more. We have a pasuk in Parshas Pinchas that is the source for blowing a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. That's the pasuk in Pinchas, source number 5. B'chodesh Hashvi'i b'echad l'chodesh, otherwise known as Rosh Hashanah. Mikra kodesh yelachem, kum lechaz avdol asasu. Yom Trua Yilachem. How does Uncle List translate it? Yom Yevava Yehelechon. Yevava means a cry. How do I know that? Because the Pasuk of Shoftim and the Nevi'im, talking about Sisra, says, Ba'ad HaChalon. Now, by the way, normally when you grew up and you were in, I don't know, fifth grade, maybe even third grade, you know that one of the Pasuk questions this week is going to be, why do we blow a shofar 100 times? And the answer that my first grader or second grader or third grader will say, because that's how many times Sister's mother cried. What does Sister's mother have to do with me on Rosh Hashanah? So if you really look at the art scroll, because I think the lashon of the art scroll is, and it can't, you know, and even though somebody as abominable as Sister, we still have to have more pity on a fellow human, you know, even somebody as abominable as Sister. But what's the connection between Sister and Rosh Hashanah? There isn't any. The answer is sure it is. It's mamash the types of the pasuk. This is how we know what the word Yom Trua means, which the targum is Yevava. What does Yevava mean? Look in Shoftim and you see the word Yevava one place in Shaz. Oh, that's Sisra. Says the pasuk by Sisra. When Sisra didn't come back from his battle, he was a general and he didn't come back, or he was a king, general, and his mother was waiting for him to come back with all the spoils. This is poetic, that's why it's written backwards. She was looking through the window. And she was crying, ba'ad ha'eshnav, on behalf of the Eshnav is not a polite word. It's like an insult to Sisera. You call him like a, a jackal or something like that. Some not nice title. So Sisera's mother is crying. That word Vatiyabev is what the word Trua means. So you want to know why we blow 100 times? Because that's what we have to do at Trua. What does the word Trua mean? Crying. Where do we know it from? From Sisera. Great. That's exactly the point that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah in source number 8 says. Let's leave the Gemara in source number 8. Shir Trua, quoting the Mishnah, the Mishnah told us that a Trua is three Yavavos, those three minimalist sounds. Now on that, the Gemara is going to ask a contradiction. You're telling me that a Trua is three Yavavos? I have a Brisa that says otherwise. Shir Trua k'shalosh shvarim. That a Trua is ta-ta-ta, not ta-ta-ta. So there's a steer between the Mishnah and a Brisa whether a Trua is three minimal points or three Shvarims. Amar Abaye, where even though before we said, nah, there's no Machlokas, there's two different ways of measuring, says Abaye, this is a Machlokas. We have Machlokas Tanoim, whether a Trua is supposed to be a ta-ta-ta or a ta-ta-ta, what we call a Shvarim. Amar Abaye, Baha, Vaday Pliga, there is a Machlokas here. The Pasuk says, Yom Trua Yelachem, the Pasuk I just quoted for you. And the Targum Unklis there says, Yom Yevava Yehelachon. And what does the Yevava mean? Uchsiv b'yimei the Sisera, by Sisera's mother, that she's looking through the window, Vatibia Bevim Sisera, so she's crying. So we know that the word Trua is Yevava. You know that Yevava means crying. So what does Trua mean? A cry. And this, of course, is the source in Shas for the two ways to understand what a Trua is. The word Trua, if I wake you up in the middle of the night and I say, what's the title of the word Trua? You will answer, don't say a blast, that's a tzkia. You'll say, it's a cry. And here we have a machlokas between the Mishnah, who says that it's a t-t-t cry, and the Brisa that says it's a t-t-t cry. That's Marsavar Gnuchi Ganach. Marsavar Yulul Yalil. Fine. Now, the Gemara, now we're going to start getting into, that's all as far as introduction to the sugya of Tekiyos. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyo B'Dvaro. Yeah, I see a question, Uncle. Yeah, I hear. Okay, maybe Uncle translates Hariya there differently, but then it'll just be, if you have to figure out how to learn Uncle's. That could be, that makes sense, but he's asking from the other Pasuk. Okay, fine. Says Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Dalet, a little bit more background for us to understand how the Tzkiyos work. How do we know that there are three, that you have to have three truas, each one surrounded by a tekiah in front and in back? How do you have to do three truas? Minayin l'shalosh l'shalosh l'shalosh, Talmud Lomer, there are three psukim. One pasuk says, v'havarta shofar trua. Another pasuk says, shabason zichron trua. And a third pasuk says, yom trua yelachem. Now, it happens to be that those three psukim are not actually all written by Rosh Hashanah. Two of them were written by Rosh Hashanah, one of them was written by Yom Kippur of Yovel. That means that on the year of Yovel, in the middle of Musaf, guess what they added to Musaf of Yovel? Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. And what did they do when they did Malchios? They blew. And what did they do during Zichronos? They blew. And what did they do during Shofros? They blew. In the middle of Musaf of Yom Kippur of Yovel. And the Gemara has a Gzeir Shavat, Shvi, both of them. It says the word Shvi in the month. We know that Yom Kippur is in the seventh month. We know that Rosh Hashanah, okay, Rosh Hashanah, maybe I have to be told, is the first day of the seventh month. So that Gzeir Shavat, Shvi, Shvi, tells us I could learn the two truas of Rosh Hashanah and the one trua written by Yovel to join them together to show that there have to be three truas sounded, each one preceded by and followed by a tekiah, total of nine. Great. Now let's learn the very famous line of Rabbi Abahu. Maskif l'Rav Avira. Askin Rabbi Abahu b'Kaisari. I'm sorry, this is the famous takana. How did we get from a requirement to have three truas, which are with tekiah before and after, which is total nine, how do you get from 9 to 27 or 30, depending on how you count? Askin Rabbi Abahu b'Kaisari. Tekiah Shaloshvarim Trua Tekiya, otherwise known as Tashrat. Rabbi Avil made up this new thing called Tashrat. Until now, we learned that there is one Tana who said that a Trua means a Shvarim. Another Tana said a Trua means a Trua. And Rabbi Avil comes, he's an Amora. Isn't he an Amora? How could he argue on a Tana? The Tana said that the word Trua, the Torah, either means Shvarim or Trua. How could he make up an Amora, come 500 years, 400 years later, 300 years later, and say that that middle sound should be a Shvarim Trua? So let's see what he says. Mesapkale, he's mesupik. I genucha yikonach I yulayolu. Meaning, he's not arguing on the Tanoim who said it's A or B. He just doesn't know which Tana is right. If it's Tana A or B, if it's the Tana of Shvarim or Trua. So therefore, to cover both sides of the coin, he's going to do both. What's the problem by doing that?
Then you're not going to see anything.
Let's think it out. Exactly. Let's say, I say I want to do both. So if you want to do both, you end up with nothing, right? Sometimes you'd be machmir, you end up being more mekel. You want to accomplish both the Shvarim and a Trua, because I don't know which is the right one. So let's say the right one's a Shvarim. Well, isn't the Shvarim supposed to have a Tekiya right after it? And here you're putting a Trua after it. And if the right one is a Trua, wasn't a Trua supposed to be preceded by a Tekiya? And what did you do in front of it? You did a Shvarim before that Trua. So you're messing it up. That's what the Gemara says. That's, therefore, Ella, go to the third line of the next paragraph. Ella Rabbi Abba, my isken, igenuche gonach, ha'avdei, ilul yalal, ha'avdei, Mesapkale, Dilma, underlined line, Dilma gonach v'yalil. No, it's not that he's not sure whether it's a Shvarim or a Trua. He's not sure whether the sound is a... whether the cry that the Torah is defining, when it says the word Trua, maybe it's a different kind of cry entirely. It's a cry that's a double-type, double-sorted cry. It's a... cry. And maybe that's the Trua that the Torah meant. Which is weird, because that means he's arguing the first Tanaim. The first Tanaim said it's Shvarim, or Trua, Machlokas Tanaim, and he's coming a few hundred years later as an Amora and saying, no, there's a third, maybe it's a third type of cry. We're going to talk about that hopefully on Rosh Hashanah. That's going to be Rav Haigon, and we'll talk about that Parichas. So, by the way, according to this is, the Gemara is saying, the Pshat in the Shvarim Trua is that we don't know what the right cry is. So how come nobody says there's a fourth possibility? True Shvarim. That's the Gemara's question. Right before source number 10. Hihachi, if you're telling me that Rabbi Avoh just doesn't know how people cry, le'avad nami ipcha, do the opposite. Tkiya, not a Shvarim Trua, but a Trua with Shalosh Shvarim with Tkiya. Do a Tarshat. Do a Trua Shvarim. Nobody does it. That's exactly what the Gemara says. Stama de milsa, right above the 10. Ki misra be'inish milsa, when something happens to a person, b'reish agana, first he moans, and then he, first he does, then it, okay, which is how we cry. Great. Okay. Now we learn the Gemara. We're going to be able to see Tosus, which is going to bring us into the real discussion that we have to talk about this evening. So, says Tosus, source number 10, he quotes, you remember we said that a Trua was three of Avas, and three of Avas is a part, a very, very short amount. That was Rashi. Rashi told us that a Yavava is the shortest possible span of sound. Perish b'kodesh, shlosha kol is ba'alma kol shu. According to this, you know what's going to come out? According to this, how long is a tekiah? We said the same length as those three t-t-t-t, which is very, very short. Well, if that's a tekiah, gentlemen, then when you're blowing a shvarim, what do you have to be careful about? If you do your shvarim more than t-t-t length, you already turned it into a tekiah. Wow. So if I do two, I just blew three tekiahs. So that means that Rashi, that we just learned, who said that a Trua is t-t-t, and a tekiah is therefore t-t-t, is going to be gigantic. Chumra, when it's a big kula, that a tekiah is so easy to do. A tekiah is just two, that's already a tekiah. But it's a big chumra, because it means that my shvarim can't be that long, because if I get that long for a shvarim, it's as long as a tekiah. So that's very careful. That means when you blow shofar, you're going to have to be so careful with those shvarims not to...
I'm going to do it correctly.
Oh, fine. So...
They didn't have watches in front of them.
Right. By the way, just total side point. My kids were playing a game. I don't remember what game it was. They were timing how long it takes each of them to do something or other on Shabbos. So I pointed out to them, are you allowed to take temperature on Shabbos? Not for a sick person. No, because it's measuring. Are you allowed to take a tape measure or a ruler and measure how long the room is? No, because it's measuring. So I said, well, there's another kind. There's also measuring in time. You can't use a stopwatch on Shabbos, not pressing the buttons. You're not allowed to measure seconds on your watch to measure things. So how come, could we use a stopwatch for the shofar? That is correct. You're allowed to take temperature of a sick child on Shabbos. You're allowed to measure medicine on Shabbos. Why? Because take care of your health is a mitzvah. Because to be merape is a mitzvah. And the tzorach mitzvah, Rabbanon lower it goes there. And therefore you're allowed to measure, if you have to pour, one 5 milliliters of baby Tylenol. So you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. You're allowed to take a non-digital readout, mercury thermometer on Shabbos for somebody who's sick. That's mutter. Not because measuring is awesome, but for chol it's mutter. Why? Because it's a mitzvah, like you said. So too, if we're going to do a stopwatch, if we're going to use our stopwatch for our second hand for a shofar, that will be mutter because it's a measurement of a mitzvah. Okay, so you want to do it right. It will be. You'll see. It will be necessary, but we'll. I'm not saying. Yes, for Sarach Mitzvah you should measure things. Yes, if you want to measure, last mission in Shabbos I think says you can measure mikvah. You can measure mikvah. Anything for a mitzvah you can measure. Okay, says Tosfos. Nira, he comes out with a chiddush. Is a tekiah objective or subjective? Is a tekiah a certain amount of time, or does a tekiah depend on what you're blowing in this series? Says Tosfos Chiddush in the second paragraph of source number 10. Nira, shechayev adam laharich b'tekiah shel tashrat. He doesn't use the tin taf; he just uses the kuf for tekiah. Shel tashrat yoser mishel. I'll read it the way it is here. I'll say shvarim trua. You have to elongate your tekiah of the shvarim trua longer than the shvarim and longer than the trua. And I'm sorry, and a shvarim, the tekiah of the shvarim has to be longer than the tekiah of a trua. Because, and he tells us, a shvarim trua is longer, so the tekiah of the shvarim trua has to be longer. Well, let's explain what that means. What did the Mishnah tell us? The Mishnah told us that the length of a tekiah is the same length as the trua. Well, what is the trua? I don't know. Either it's a tekiah, either the trua is a trua, or the trua is a shvarim, or the trua is a shvarim trua. So whatever that middle one is, that's how long the tekiah has to be. So therefore, the longest is a shvarim trua. So a tekiah for the shvarim trua has to be long. A shvarim is also longer than a trua. Shvarim is... Three pieces, whatever that means. Not for now. So that's going to be longer than a trua, which is the shortest, and therefore the tekiah for the trua should be the shortest. Tekiah for the shvarim should be longer. Tekiah for the... What? You do nine? Where does that come from? Okay, we'll have to see. We'll get there. Okay. We're not at Lamaisa yet. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah is Lamaisa. That's the last source on the fourth page is the Mishnah Berurah. We have a while to go. Not too long. However, so wait a second. So Mr. Grosser, we made your life very difficult. We just said that the tekiah, you thought there were just tekiahs and shvarim truas and shvarim and truas without even getting through Nishim Achas and all that stuff. But we said there are now three kinds of tekiahs, right? So could you just make your life easy and just blow really long tekiahs for all of them just to make life easier for yourself? That's exactly the next line of Tosfos. Mihu says Tosfos in the third paragraph of source number 10. Mihu, marich, b'chol ha-tekiyos. If you want to be marich, all of the tekiyos, tekiyos tashrak, like a shvarim trua, that's fine. Ein lachash, no problem. Do yachol ha-harich k'mosha yurtza? You're allowed to do as long as you want. And he brings a proof. We mentioned it between Mechamayev today. We don't need the proof. And therefore, he says, you know what else you could do to make your life easier? You also could do the shvarim. How many shvarim do you usually do? Two, three? He says you could do more. You don't have to worry about it. Mitam zinami in lacha shemasa arba v'chamisha shvarim. You could also do as many shvarim as you want. Why? Because a trua could be as long as you want. And a shvarim is just another possibility of what the trua is. If I can make a trua as long as I want, I could do a two shvarim as long as I want. And therefore I could do, he just gave us the three kulas. Tkiyas could be as long as I want, and a shvarim could be as many as I want. Not as long, you can't make a long shvarim because that's going to turn into a tkiyah. But I could do many shvarims, and I could do lots of trias. Fine, okay. Now, we're going to get into the... Now the fun is going to begin. You remember we said that a trua is the smallest, three of the smallest amount of sounds, three vavos, which are the smallest amount of sounds? That was Rashi. Comes Tosus and quotes the Riva Variber of Meir. Is that the Rivam? They are Mefarshim, bottom paragraph of page 2. The Yavava is not the smallest possible sound, and therefore three Yavavas are three units of the smallest possible sound, ta-ta-ta. That's a true no. One Yavava is Sholosh Kolchos Shol Kol Shehu. Nim says, like Rabbi Lomansky was saying 5 minutes ago, that a true is Teisha Kolchos. Oh, we have a different definition for the word Yavava. If a true is three Yavavos, well, until now we thought Yavava is t. So three of us are t is a trua. Comes this part of Tosin says, no, you defined the word of the Mishnah wrong. When the Mishnah said Yavava, three Yavavos, each Yavava is three sounds. And therefore, one trua is three Yavavos. Each Yavava is three, so a trua is nine sounds. T. So that's nine sounds. That's where we get the Rabbi Lomansky, the nine sounds for the trua. So if that's the case, how long is your shvarim trua going to have to be? It's going to have to be, according to this sheet, very long. Long enough for nine lengths for the trua, plus your shvarim. So you're going to have how many sounds? Possibly 18 kolos, if you assume each shvar is six. I don't know where you got that. It is three. We're not discussing it now, but let's say assume each shever is 2, 2, 2, 3, plus 3, plus 3, plus 3. And now the true is 3, so it's going to end up being 18, not seconds, but 18 kochos, 18 shumitin, 18 minimal blast. Fine. Now, what I want to know is the following fascinating question.
That's really the simplest reading of Mishnah. Is Shalosh Teruah? What's a Teruah or Shalosh Avavos? So each Teruah, which will be what we call Shvarim, is what they're referring to as a Teruah.
No. The Teruah in the Mishnah is a Teruah.
No, a Teruah is Shalosh Avavos. It's the sound, the sheer Teruah is Shalosh Avavos. The Teruah of the Mishnah is really, I'll be Pashtos, it's really the Shever that we're referring to. We call it a Teruah. Each Shever is three Avavos. How many do you need in a set? Three truas. And the tkia is three.
I hear what you want to say. I don't think they learn. I don't think they. I don't know. I didn't see anybody read it like that. Okay. I hear what you want to say. Yeah. I hear. Maybe I'm wrong. I wasn't reading like that. But I don't see anyone read it.
Mara says that tkia is a true and not three. Mara clarifies what the mission means. It's nice
combination. Okay. Let's move on. We're going to do. Now we're going to get to the main point of what I want to talk about. The main point I want to talk about is. The main point that I want to talk about is this, the Tosus just was Mechadesh, that the tkiyas are relative to what you're doing in the middle. The bread on the outside, did you ever go to Mr. Broadway? Everyone here has been to Mr. Broadway?
Yeah.
So you could order, I mean not just Mr. Broadway, you could order a pastrami sandwich, a double overstuffed pastrami sandwich, a quadruple layer overstuffed pastrami sandwich. So the shaila is, what's the proportion between the amount of meat and the bread on the outside? So Tosus said that if you have a lot of meat, you can't get rye bread. You have to get French bread, club bread, right? Because if you have an inch and a half of meat and, you know, a little tiny piece of rye on top and bottom, it's Katenisht, right? So you need a thick bread. So that's what Tosfos just said. If you have a big, if you assume that Shvarim Tru in the middle is Shvarim Tru is long, Tosfos said, so too the tkiyas on the bread on the outside of the Shvarim Tru will also have to be very long. Shvarim is a little bit longer, so you need a little bit longer tkiyas. And Trua, which is small in the middle, can have very small tkiyas. That's what Tosfos says. Comes Ramban and says, wait a second. I don't know if that's true. The second paragraph. He says, actually, he's not even talking about the tkiyas here. He's talking about how do you understand the Shvarim Trua? What's a Shvarim Trua? Shvarim Trua, well, I don't know if it's Shvarim. I don't know if that cry of the Torah is a Shvarim. Or is it a Trua? And comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, both. Suggests the Ramban, you know what? Maybe, even if you assume that Rabbi Yehuda said maybe it's both, it's a Shvarim and a Trua, but who says how long that Shvarim and Trua has to be? He's just saying that cry in the middle has to be, it's a different version of a cry, but that cry doesn't have to be two cries. Let me say that again. Just because he says that you need a Shvarim Trua, that doesn't mean he says that you have to have two different cries. You have to have one cry that has So I don't have to do That was very long. That was two full cries. Maybe it's enough to do Meaning like one or two Shvarims and two or three Truas. And not like the long Truas. In which case, how long will a Shvarim Trua be? As long as a Shvarim is. Or as long as a Trua is. Let's see that inside. It's verse number 11. Me in the second paragraph. Miu, Avogav this topic, Leila Rabbi Abo, Dimagonef, Viyalil, even though Rabbi Abo suggests that maybe you have to do both. That doesn't mean that you have to do Bimarich, Lotzerch, La Ruche, B'Tekiah, Shir, Genucha, Viyal. It doesn't mean that your tekiahs have to be twice as long. The tekiahs of the Shvarim Shu has to be twice as long. Do Shlosh Shvarim, Vishlosh Yevavos. And therefore your tekiah is going to have to be, you know, that whole length? No. Even if you say it's going to be, yeah, you need a genuche and a yolo, you need a and a still, says the underlying line, lo gam rabbi abo de gonach tlas, v'yolo tlas, hello de shi'ura de kamai tukin. He's using the same original, the first shir. Whatever shir for a shvarim is, that should be the shir for a shvarim shua. It's just one of the other, it's just a kol, just like all the other, you know, just like a shvarim shua. Which is a fascinating kula, which is going to make your life easier, Mr. Grossman. That means your tkiyas could be how long? He's saying that even if you want to do a shvarim trua, shvarim trua doesn't have to be a full shvarim and a full trua altogether. It could be, let's say it's a total of, make life easier, full shvarim is, let's say, 9, and a full trua is 9. You don't need 18. You just need a total of 9. Between, how do you get a total of 9? A shever or two, and a handful of, you know, t's. And altogether, it'll be like 9. And that's, so therefore your tkiah could be 9. Your shvarim shua together in totality will be a total of 9. It won't be a full shvarim and a full shua. And your tkiah will be another 9. So it doesn't have to be so long. It's a nice cooler for you. However, the Ramban in the end rejects that. He says, no. A Shvarim Shua is a proper Shvarim with a proper Shua. Don't start cutting them in half. Now we're going to have, I want to ask you a question. How long, where did we get anywhere the idea of how long a Tekiah has to be? The Mishnah said, yeah, Tekiah should be as long as a Shua. Where did the Mishnah know that from? Where did these numbers come from? Is it a Halachal Moshe Mitzinai? Shi'urim are Halachal Moshe Mitzinai. How do you know Kazayas? How do you know Koseves? How do you know 13 years for Bar Mitzvah? How do you know 10 Tvachim for Mechitza? All those Shi'ur are Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. So how do you know that the Shi'ur for a Tekiah is the same as a Trua, or three of Avos, or whatever like that? Aviru tells you what? Okay, I don't know where it would come from. Look where the Rashba says it comes from. Says the Rashba in source number 12, the Torah doesn't say anywhere on the line, Deloksiv Varaisa Shir Lolit Kiev Lolitshua. It doesn't say it anywhere. What does it say? This is what Rabbi Elmasi says. It says the word Vahavarta. Vahavarta just means do something flat. Vahavarta, do something smooth. Since it says something that's smooth, so Chachamim somehow figured out, Shiru Chachamim, Ba'omer Hadas, through their own estimation, through their own, value judgment, Shem Pshutu Pachos Pchuz, you can't have something that's smooth less than this amount. In other words, if I can't do, if you do something that's too short, you don't realize the smoothness. Let me ask you a question. Anyone here drink single malt? Single malt is a better one, right? Single malt. If you want to taste the smoothness of a single malt, if you have one drop, can you taste the smoothness? You need enough that it goes down and sort of, coats the throat such that you could feel the smoothness. So if there's a pasuk that says ha'avarta, smooth, tkiya, that's a tkiya, do it smooth. You can only hear the smooth. You can only hear the smooth of a havarta, of a tkiya, if there's a certain length to it that you could sense. If it's t, you don't hear that. You can't tell if that's smooth. That's a different point. What? Hold on. He's going to say like that. So he says that since it has to be smooth, it has to be have a certain minimal amount of sound that it will. You could sense and you could tell that it has that smoothness. Now, if that's the case, he says, that's the only source we have for how long a tekiah has to be. We have no other source for the length of a tekiah. So why in the world should the length of your tekiah be dependent on how long your trua is? Tosus said that when you have a shvara, the tekiah for a shvaram is longer than the tekiah of a trua. And a tekiah for a shvaram trua is very long, is longer than it has to be as long as a shvaram and a trua. Where are you coming from, Mr. Tosus? Where do you see that the tekiah is subjective based on what's in the middle? All I know is that a tekiah, the Torah says, v'havarta trua, do a smooth sound. It doesn't say anywhere that smooth sound has to be longer if it's a shvarim trua in the middle, or shorter if it's a trua in the middle. Where do you get this from? In other words, we have the Rashba arguing on Tosfos. Okay, so that just tells you that the tekiah, I'm not familiar, but that would just tell you that the tekiah of the shofar is longer than the tekiah of the chatzotzos. But it doesn't say in any which way that the tekiah has to depend on whether you're doing a trua in the middle, or a shvarim in the middle, or a shvarim trua in the middle. And we learned Tosos 5 minutes ago who said that if you do a long one in the middle, if you have two, a lot of pastrami in the middle, you need to have a fat club bread. The Rashi says, what do you mean? You order a sandwich, you get it on rye. I don't care how much pastrami you want. If you want to do a trua, do a trua. And your tequilas are going to stay the same. You rye bread, we don't have any club bread today. There's no French bread today. Says the Rashba, a tekiah is a tekiah. We have no reason, we have no source. Where do you make up that a tekiah should depend on what's in the middle? Why should the bread on the outside depend on what meat you have on the inside? Where does that come from? I'd like to share with you what the Pnei Yehoshua answers this question. We'll finish with this point. And it's a beautiful chiddush. So again, we have, what did we learn tonight? We learned that there's a machlokas, Tosus, and the Rashba. Tosus says that the length of the tekiah is relative to what was inside of it. If there's a shvarim trua inside, then the tekiah has to be as long as a shvarim trua, very long tekiahs. Comes the Rashba and says, no, a tekiah is whatever a tekiah is, and I don't care what's inside. If you have a trua inside, or a shvarim trua inside, the tekiah stays the same. It's objective, as long as a tekiah has to be, that's all, no more. And he says, where would you get it from, Mr. Tosus, that it should depend on what's inside? I'd like to share with you, and finish with this, a beautiful svara of the Pnei Yehoshua. A beautiful svara. Says the Pnei Yehoshua something so simple. What is the mitzvah to blow on Rosh Hashanah?
True.
A trua. As we saw, the Torah says, trua, 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 three times. The mitzvah is to blow a trua. It happens to be we have this word that says that v'ha'avarta, that you should precede it with a tzkiyah and follow with a tzkiyah. But what's the ikar? What's the ikar? The ikar is the trua in the middle. Rabosai, and this is something that if the ikar is this is something that you should argue when you go to get your next deli sandwich. They give you a nice piece of bread on the outside, a nice piece of bread on the other side, and inside there's like the tiniest little bit of meat. What should you tell them? I bought a pastrami sandwich, not a slice of bread. If I'm buying pastrami as opposed to turkey, as opposed to tongue, as opposed to bologna, as opposed to salami, that means I want pastrami. So what should be the ikar? The pastrami. Don't give me 2-3 slices on top of a big fat piece of bread. Give me a pastrami, because that's the ikar. Says the Pnei Yeshua. If the ikar mitzvah is the trua, so it only makes sense. It's complete the svara. This total svara of the Pnei Yeshua. It makes sense. What should be longer? The ikar or the tafel? How could it be that the tafel, the tekiah, which is the tafel to the trua, should be as should have to be longer than the ikar?
No, the Tosfos holds it to be equal or more, at least equal. That's what Tosfos holds.
According to Rabbi Avahu, I think he's understanding.
It's less.
Listen. According to Rabbi Avahu, I think he's understanding. It's a shvarim trua, right? So why should, if a trua, let's see this inside. He asked the question, source number 13. This is what we're going to finish with this. We're not going to do the rest of the pieces. Source number 13. Shir tkiya kishir trua lo ashkon shemkra. Where do we know that it's the same length, that a tkiya has to be as long as a trua? In general. Even forget about the longer shvarim truas, you need a longer tekiah. The very fact that a trua is the same length as a tekiah, where does that come from? V'nir docha glomer de shiurim halal halacha moshe misina. Yeah, that's not shiurim halacha moshe misina like a kezayis and like ten tvachim. V'nir anis daiti bezeh. Devadai says the Pnei Yeshua, shiur trua misvar yalfinan la. Where do we know that a trua is, how long a trua is? How do you know the length of a trua? Well, trua is a cry. How long? What's a cry? People go, ha, ha, ha. That's a cry. Complete svara. And therefore, since the svara is that it's a cry, we know that a levasa dekaimulan shir trua mehach svara. Once we know that it's as long as a cry, memel yadino nami shashir tekiya kitrua. Tekem dechsev yom trua amad de trua ikar otkiya tfeilala. It should be that a tekiah, which is the tafel, should not have to be any longer than
so
the ikar. Right, tekiah doesn't have to be.
True alone, the tekiah is equal to the true because the true is the ikar, so you shouldn't have to have
anything longer. And since the Torah is not trying to confuse you, and all the Torah lets you know is that there. You know, there's an ikar and a tafel, so a trua should have to be, a tekiah should have to be at least as long, but we don't know any longer than a trua. At most as long, need not be any longer than a trua. If you want to make it longer, maybe you can, but it need not be any longer than a trua.
It need not be longer, and since it doesn't tell you what it is, we don't make it short.
Maybe you shouldn't make it longer either, though. The ikar shouldn't be longer. The tafel should be longer than the ikar.
So he said, you know that it has to be at least as long, but we don't know about anything
longer. Why should it be at least if it's tafel? Tafel should be long.
It has to be at least. You don't know that it has to be. That's dial. Dial. Okay. So halach lamaisa. If you want to know how we paskin, I will just tell you that even though we just had a machlokas, whether you have to make the tekiah of the tashrat longer or not longer, machlokas tozos and rashba, the Shulchan Aruch in the next verse is machmir and says that the tekiah should be longer during the tashrat. And of course, as we mentioned, if you want to make lots of shvarims and lots of truas, you can. If you want to make long tekiahs, you can. That's all a nice kula. And Bezus Hashem, on Rosh Hashanah, I think we're going to talk about the famous question of what in the world did Rabbi Abahu do? Rabbi Abahu said that you have to do a Shvarim Truah. What did he accomplish after all? It's Machlokas Mishnah in the Mishnah, whether it's a Shvarim or a Truah. So what is he coming a few hundred years later and saying start to do a Shvarim Truah? Hopefully we'll talk about that Barichas on Rosh Hashanah.
We have to do all of that.